got an injunction, an order to stop the national secretary of the party from interfering with his functions as party president.
But Mr. Mumba has already been suspended or removed.
There has been an illegal process that the national secretary, in collaboration with the former president, engaged into to try and create a vacancy in the president as a way of wanting to bring Mutia Banda back into the party.
The MMD national secretary is Muhabi Longu, is that correct?
Yes, Muhabi Longu.
Mr. Longu has said that the party does not feel threatened by the injunction that Mr. Mumba got. He says, what does he want to stop? Because if it is the suspension, he has already been suspended. If he wants to stop the choosing of a presidential candidate, we have already chosen the candidate. So he is saying, in reality, the injunction that Mr. Mumba got is nothing.
Unless Mr. Longu and Mr. Banda do not believe in the rule of law, which I would say at this particular stage, they are bad signs which the Zambian people and the world must watch out for. Because if we cannot respect our court and the orders that come from court, then they are already showing signs of a people that will not respect the rule of law. And therefore, if they are given a chance to get into government, we will end up with a dictatorial kind of leadership.
Does Mr. Mumba still believe that he can be the presidential candidate of the MMD?
It's not just about believing. That is the provision of our constitution. There is nowhere in our constitution where it says that when an election comes, then you should begin to look for another candidate when there is a sitting president who is eligible to stand. So what Longu is trying to do, who is a tribesmate of Mr. Banda, is to try and find illegal means and rally around people that come from the region where Mr. Banda is coming from to try and remove Nevos Mumba and go about justifying that action. There is no way they can clean up this thing. It is wrong, it is illegal, and it should not be tolerated, even if it looks as though RRB has a higher chance to win. The mere fact that it is emanating from an illegal process, it shouldn't be tolerated. We should not just be doing things for political expedience. We should make sure that the foundation upon which every action is taken is legally correct, morally correct, and politically correct.